Pets have always been some of the most important members of my family. My friends at American...
You might wonder, John Legend, how do you keep your voice sounding so legendary? Honey, and how do I keep my protection against COVID-19 up to date? With a COVID shot this season, designed for recent variants.
You can get your COVID-19 shot when getting your flu shot if you're due for both, as recommended by the CDC.
The fresher, the better.
Ask your healthcare provider about getting this season's COVID-19 shot when getting your flu shot.
Sponsored by Pfizer.
Buying a home is one of the biggest financial decisions you'll ever make. Before you tour a home, the real estate professional you're working with may ask you to sign a buyer's agreement, which describes the services you'll receive, each party's role and responsibilities, and how your agent will be compensated, all of which you'll want to discuss with them up front. So work with an agent who's a Realtor. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors, with a duty to honestly represent you and put your interests above their own, because that's who we are.
Great music, familiar local voices, news, and information. It's all here. You found Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Nelson, Maiden Rock, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. No bail for Ryan Ruth, the suspect in the second assassination attempt of former President Trump, will remain behind bars after new evidence was presented at a hearing today.
A letter in a box said to have been dropped off at a witness's house several months ago reads, "Dear World, this was an assassination attempt on Donald Trump, but I am so sorry I failed you." It's the strongest evidence yet of a motive.
ABC's Stephen Portnoy. The Pentagon sending more U.S. troops to the Middle East as Israel continues to strike Hezbollah targets. Recently in Lebanon, at least 350 people were killed. More than 1,000 have been injured. President Biden will address the United Nations General Assembly tomorrow. Students return to Appalachian High in Georgia today for the first time since a deadly shooting earlier this month. Stocks rose to start the week, the Dow and the S&P closing at all-time highs. This is ABC News. At least 6 people are dead, 10 missing, after record rain in Japan triggered flooding and landslides. 2 cities in the region got twice the amount of rain that typically falls in a single day. It's closing time for some pubs across England.
More than 50 pubs a month on average were lost in England and Wales during the first half of this year, according to new government figures. The past few years have been tough on the venerable institution. First COVID, then skyrocketing inflation caused operating costs to rise. While the cost of living crisis depressed sales. Pub landlords say the government must urgently help out by cutting taxation on alcohol while keeping a lid on the business tax rate to buck the trend. Tom Rivers, ABC News, London.
Sri Lanka has a new president. A Marxist leader from the National People's Power Coalition was elected on Saturday, sworn in today. He takes office as the country tries to recover from a severe economic crisis. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Mira, hothead, let's bring the nail gun over here.
Jose stands tall atop his sustainable flooring company.
Totally. It's renewable and moisture resistant, but we have several green options too. Or we got some beautiful reclaimed oak.
Floored by his success, he needs to hire more installers.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Put our matching platform to work so you can spend less time searching and more time connecting with talented candidates. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
What's that sound? That's the sound of Downy Unstoppable scent beads going into your washing machine and giving your clothes freshness that lasts all day long. There it is again. It's like music to your ears, or more like music to your nose. That freshness is irresistible. Let's get a Downy Unstoppables bottle shake. And now a sniff solo. Nice. With Downy Unstoppables, you just toss, wash, wow, for all day freshness.
Real Country 1430 WRDN reminds you to shop our area businesses in the listening area first. From Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha, Ellsworth, Alma, and everywhere in between, find the products and services you need all at affordable prices. You know, these local businesses offer personal service you just don't get at box stores. Shopping locally first not only supports our friends and neighbors, but also supports you. Our local businesses contribute to many school and civic organizations. They provide jobs and they help strengthen our economies. Shop locally first. This reminder from Real Country 1430 WRDN.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Clear this evening, increasing clouds overnight. Cool lows in the upper 40s. A mix of sun and clouds for tomorrow, highs in the low 70s. Mostly sunny Wednesday, high upper 70s. And staying dry for Thursday, mostly sunny and a high right around 80 degrees. Paying too much for health insurance? Call 800-693-9308 for better rates and coverage. It's 67 right now.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Raymond Newpert. Ozaukee County deputies took a man in a mental health crisis into custody on Friday. The sheriff's department says the man had threatened to kill his family and shoot up a Grafton dental office. The man was also known to have access to several firearms. Deputies described the man as confrontational when he was ordered out of a vehicle. He was subdued and taken into custody. Criminal charges are pending. Vice President Kamala Harris campaigned in Wisconsin on Friday. The rally at Madison's Alliant Energy Center focused on abortion, with Harris calling bans put into place in more than 20 states, quote, immoral. Harris's latest visit to the battleground state was her fourth since her White House campaign was launched in July. And the Racine soldier who crossed the border from South into North Korea to avoid prosecution from American officials has been sentenced. Travis King was sentenced Friday in a Texas military court after pleading guilty to desertion and other charges. He's been sentenced to time served. This is Wisconsin Radio Network.
Thanks. To the airport.
In other news, momentum builds as VP Harris campaigns.
Welcome. This weather is crazy.
Yeah. Almost as crazy as all this election mess, huh?
Indeed. You up on all this Kamala Harris news?
Of course. I think she'll be our next president.
Oh, yeah? You really think she can win?
Oh, definitely.
Well, my wife loves her position on fighting for abortion rights, and people have been on fire since she entered the race.
Because she's a proven leader. As senator, she prioritized black maternal health. And as California Attorney General, she fought the big banks and forced them to pay back $18 billion to homeowners.
I hear you. I just hope she has enough momentum to defeat Trump.
Well, that part is on us. We got to get out, talk to friends and family, and vote.
All right, you got me. Kamala for president. Your vote matters. Get registered, vote early, and do your part to secure the future. For more, go to blackpack.com/vote.
Paid for by Black Pack, which is responsible for the content of this ad. Blackpack.com, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Looking for outdoor power equipment for your lawn and garden projects? Anibis Silo is your home for Husqvarna and Toro lawn and garden equipment. Anibis Silo has the right equipment solution for you to tackle any job. Need a piece of equipment repaired? Anibis Silo also now has small engine service and repair. The service staff can repair all makes and models of lawn and garden equipment. Visit Anibis Silo, Highway 25 Durand, for your lawn and garden equipment needs.
Good afternoon, it's 4:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnikens. News this hour being brought to you by Sunstrom & Company, your local tax experts, Durand, Martin Transport of Mondovi. Visit their websites at martin.com for the latest job opportunities. It's Better in Blue at Martin Transport. NTech, your premier communications and entertainment provider, Durand. Hikey Pharmacy, downtown Durand, and Anibis Silo, your Husqvarna and Toro lawn and garden equipment dealer, Durand. Preliminary enrollment numbers for the Durand, Arkansas School District are expected to be lower this year. District Superintendent Ryan Nelson says it wasn't a big surprise.
We had a large graduating class last year, 85 students going out, a little bit smaller kindergarten class coming in this year, right around 53 students. So, you know, when we look at being down 27, it's a little less than what that difference is between outgoing seniors and incoming kindergartners. So no real big surprises there. Obviously, you like to maintain or increase enrollment. But we are looking at being down a little bit this year.
The official third Friday of the month count from this past Friday should be released in the coming weeks. Motorists in Menominee may experience some traffic delays starting tomorrow as Bangi Drive between 24th Avenue West and 28th Avenue West will be resurfaced. The milling and paving project will reduce the drive down to one lane, and no parking will be in effect as well. The project is expected to be done by October 4th. Police in Rice Lake say last week's backfiring car caused a panic at the local middle school football game. Officers rushed all over town last Thursday because of reports of gunshots. One of those reports came from the Rice Lake Middle School, where there was a football game at the time. Officers say coaches dove on players while parents rushed their kids off the field. No one was hurt, and there was never a gun. Police eventually found two men who were driving the car that backfired. Those men are now looking at disorderly conduct charges. Environmental groups in Wisconsin are worried about Microsoft's new data center. The Sierra Club and about a dozen others wrote a letter to Microsoft last week saying the plan to use methane gas powered plants to feed the data center's energy needs is a step backward. The letter says using gas to power the data center would push their goal of reducing the state's carbon footprint out of reach. The environmental groups want Microsoft to instead use solar or wind power to meet their needs. Microsoft is working in the center and hopes to have it open sometime next year. A Rice Lake man is facing multiple charges after a crash killed another man 2 weeks ago. According to the Barron County Sheriff's Department, 45-year-old Stephen Anderson was driving on Highway SS on the night of September 6th when he crossed the center line and crashed into another vehicle driven by John Schubel of Cameron. Schubel died at the scene. Another passenger was injured. Anderson is now facing 8 different charges, including homicide by intoxicated use of a vehicle. You're listening to WRDN News.
Heike Pharmacy, your locally owned pharmacy, has the immunizations to help keep you and your family going. Heike Pharmacy offers flu, COVID, RSV, shingles, and other immunizations and honors most prescription plans, including Medicare. So Medicare Part B recipients could get their shots for free. Get your immunizations from Heike Pharmacy at 213 West Main Street in Durant or call them at 715-672-5202. Heike Pharmacy, downtown Durant.
NTEC is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTEC grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
No one was injured in a workshop fire at W2181 Mike Vernick Road in Nelson Township Thursday night. According to the Buffalo County Sheriff's Department, a passing motorist reported the fire, and when firefighters arrived, the workshop was fully engulfed. Firefighters were able to prevent the fire from spreading to other buildings. The workshop was a total loss. The cause of the fire is still under investigation. Durand firefighters celebrated the arrival of the new ladder truck yesterday at the fire hall. The department held a push-in ceremony to officially dedicate and put into service the new truck. The department also recently received a donation from We Energies, Black's Valley Ag, and CHS for some new thermal imaging cameras. Those cameras have been ordered and should be in service in the coming weeks. Former UW lacrosse chancellor Joe Gau says he may sue if the University of Wisconsin fires him for making porn videos. Gau told reporters he may sue to try to keep his job as a professor. Gau had a hearing before UW regents Friday, but said it did not go well. He says not a single regent asked him a single question. UW lacrosse fired him as chancellor last year when his porn movies came to light. They're trying to fire him from his teaching job. Gau continues to argue he has a First Amendment right to make porn movies with his wife. The university's lawyer on Friday told Regents that Dr. Joe has got to go. A pair of high schoolers from Eau Claire are headed to the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. Memorial High School's Mika Zweifelhofer and North High School's Max Westrom made the cut to play with the Great American Band. The Great American Band is made up of single players from schools across the country. Mika and Max are the only two from Eau Claire who made it this year. The two said they've been playing for years, but the parade will be the first time that they get to play together. The two will also travel to New York City together. You'll be able to see them on Thanksgiving Day during the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. Wisconsin is looking at another AI project. The state's economic development arm, the WEDC, is putting together a concept paper for a new manufacturing AI effort. The National Institute of Standards and Technologies is driving the project. WEDC boss Missy Hughes says if Wisconsin is chosen, it could mean tens of millions of dollars in investment into the state. You're listening to WRDN News.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
Tax season is just around the corner. Let the experienced tax professionals at Sundstrom & Company in downtown Durand help you explore ways you can save money on your taxes. Sundstrom & Company works with farms, corporations, family-owned businesses, and individuals to make your tax headaches disappear. Call or visit Sundstrom today for an appointment at their Main Street Durand location next to the Courier Wedge. Sundstrom & Company, local accountants providing quality tax and financial management since 1980.
Wisconsin is one of the top 10 financially healthy states in the U.S. A new report by MarketWatch Guides looked at average salaries, retirement savings, and disposable income by state. Wisconsin was ranked the sixth most financially healthy, with Pennsylvania and Ohio topping the list. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
Hear that? That's the sound of your life. Perfectly imperfect. Beating in rhythm to the world you've created. But every time you drive after drinking, the music gets drowned out. Your life sounds pretty great. Don't let a buzz ruin it. Buzz driving is drunk driving. Don't drive buzzed. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Point!
Hey, you okay? You don't normally miss those shots.
Ugh. I just haven't been as regular lately, and it's making me feel sluggish.
You should try Metamucil. It's been a game changer for me. Metamucil's plant-based psyllium fiber helps trap and remove the waste that weighs you down.
Ace!
You're moving better than you were last week.
Definitely.
Metamucil keeps you moving. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Learn more at Metamucil.com.
Larson Lauds, Hendrick Odds. I'm Susie Armstrong. The story next on NASCAR Today.
Mom, meet Sarah.
From first time Nana moments.
Now welcome to Flight 101.
To annual girls trip moments. Your can't miss moments are worth protecting against RSV. If you're 75 or older or 60 plus with a chronic condition like asthma, COPD, heart disease, or severe diabetes, you're at higher risk of landing in the hospital from RSV. And there are no prescription RSV treatments. Check eligibility and schedule your RSV vaccine at vaxassist.com.
So where should we go next?
Sponsored by Pfizer.
I got my together.
I got my together.
I got my together.
Just say it. You can get your shots together too. Your COVID-19 shot and your flu shot at the same visit as recommended by the CDC.
I got my shots together.
Ask your healthcare provider about getting this season's COVID-19 shot when getting your flu shot if you're due for both.
Are you getting your together?
Sponsored by Pfizer.
All four Hendrick Motorsports NASCAR Cup Series drivers have moved on to the playoffs round of 12. Bristol winner Kyle Larson leads the standings, followed by William Byron in fourth, Chase Elliott seventh, and Alex Bowman in 11th. How does Larson believe that affects the team's dynamics as they head to Kansas Speedway this weekend, vying for the ultimate prize?
We want Rick and Linda Hendrick to have the best odds going into Phoenix to win a championship in the 40th season. You don't do that by not working together. If anything, I feel like we work closer together when it gets to this point in the season. So in the time that I've been there, you know, it's been great. Really cool to have four in the top 12 here, and all four are running really, really good.
I'm Susie Armstrong. This is NASCAR Today on the Motor Racing Network.
I'm Dr. Lowell Steen, Chief of Cardiology at Loyola University Medical Center, with Ira Antelis, founder of 120 Life, a drink that supports healthy blood pressure.
It's great to be here, literally.
because I almost wasn't. 5 years ago, I got a terrifying warning from my doctor that my blood pressure was off the charts.
That must have really shaken you.
It did, but I knew there had to be a natural way to lower my blood pressure. So I developed 120 Life, a juice blend to help lower blood pressure.
How much did your blood pressure drop?
In 2 weeks, it dropped 30 points.
That's remarkable. And no side effects?
None. It's all natural superfruits and key minerals, and it's helped thousands of customers lower their blood pressure.
Where can you get 120 Life?
Just go to 120life.com, that's 120life.com, and use the code JUICE for 15% off. If your numbers don't improve, I'll send your money back.
So you really have nothing to lose. Take control of your blood pressure today by visiting 120life.com.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Today is a victory Monday for the Packers following their 30-14 win over the Tennessee Titans on Sunday. I'm Bill Scott with sports. In what could be the last start for a while for quarterback Malik Willis, he threw for 202 yards and a touchdown and ran for 73 yards and another score. The defense added three more takeaways to their season total and sacked Titans quarterback Will Levis eight times. Packers now host the Vikings at Lambeau Field on Sunday. There's two games yet tonight to close out week three of the NFL season. Jacksonville kicks off the first of a staggered doubleheader at Buffalo. A short time later, it'll be Cincinnati playing host to Washington. Badgers coming out of their bye week off and will travel west to take on USC this Saturday in their Big Ten opener. The Trojans are coming off a Saturday road loss at Michigan. The Brewers enter the final week of the regular season tomorrow with the first of a three-game set in Pittsburgh. And the volleyball Badgers open Big Ten play on Wednesday at Minnesota. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
We've got what you want. We've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Durant Smokehouse has custom-cut beef, pork, chicken, and more. Master Butcher Roy has custom recipes for burgers, brats, chicken, and more to make any meal a success. Try Durant Smokehouse's famous beef sticks and natural hot dogs, too. Visit Durant Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durant.
We've got what you want. We've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Fall means hunting in western Wisconsin, and Ryan's Sports Shop in Durant has everything you need to make this year's hunt successful. Ryan's features Wisconsin-made Matthew bows, crossbows from Raven, and camo gear from Realtree. Ryan's also has ammo from Federal, Winchester, and Remington, and arrows from Victory Arrows. Don't forget about fall fishing. Good luck to all hunters and anglers from Ryan's Sports Shop in downtown Durant.
I'm Rob Dreisline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Hunt. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources urges state citizens to help maintain a healthy whitetail deer herd by avoiding baiting and feeding these wild animals. More details on why that's so important when we return. But first,
sick of eating tag soup? It's time to own your odds this fall with Onyx Hunt, the GPS hunting app trusted by millions of hunters. Now you'll have access to nationwide public and private land ownership information, waypoints, optimal wind for each stand, tracks, and much more. All at your fingertips. Go to onxmaps.com/hunt and use code ODN20 at checkout to receive 20% off your membership. That's code ODN20.
Welcome back. The Wisconsin DNR reminds hunters and the public to help prevent the spread of chronic wasting disease and other illnesses between deer by following all baiting and feeding bans and refraining from these activities in areas where no bans are in effect. Baiting and feeding encourage deer to congregate unnaturally around a specific location. This creates an environment where deer infected with CWD or some other illness can quickly spread their infection through direct contact with healthy deer or even indirect contact via the environment. To mitigate these risks and slow the spread of CWD, state law requires baiting and feeding bans within any county with a confirmed CWD-positive wild or captive deer or any county within 10 miles of the location of a positive deer. For more information on baiting and feeding regulations and a map of counties with active bans, go to dnr.wisconsin.gov and search Baiting and Feeding Regulations. I'm Rob Dreisline, and this has been from the pages of the Outdoor News. Learn more at OutdoorNews.com.
Lowe's knows it's easier to make the right calls when you have the right team. That's why our Lowe's Red Vest associates can help with game-time decisions. Plus, use in-store mode on the Lowe's app to find what you need. Under pressure at home and want it soon? Order online by 2 p.m. to get it same day. Same day valid on eligible in-stock items and select zip codes only. Subject to driver availability. Fees vary based on purchase. Exclusions and more terms apply. See Lowe's.com/same-day-delivery for details.
I got my shit together.
I got my shit together.
You can get your shots together, too. Ask your healthcare provider about getting this season's COVID-19 shot when getting your flu shot, if you're due for both, as recommended by the CDC. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Brought to you by Navage. Don't let a cold, sinus infection, or allergies ruin your day. Breathe easier, sleep better, and feel healthier with Navage. Visit Navage.com, Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, or a store near you.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Clear this evening, increasing clouds overnight. Cool lows in the upper 40s. A mix of sun and clouds for tomorrow, highs in the low 70s. Mostly sunny Wednesday, high upper 70s. And staying dry for Thursday, mostly sunny and a high right around 80 degrees. Paying too much for health insurance? Call 800-693-9308 for better rates and coverage. It's 67 right now.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Channel Final Bell on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Susan Littlefield. We are broadcasting today from the Nebraska Association of Resource Districts, the NRD, having their annual convention in the next couple of days here in Kearney. Lots of factors we're going to look at on this trade, especially for a Monday, to see the markets come out of the chute like they did and then push with some higher numbers, some green on the screen. We're going to talk about where we're at with the funds. What is our long-term positioning? And of course, we know there's global tension, but there's also global weather issues as well, not counting the weather issues right here in the U.S. Lots to look at today as Craig Turner joins us today. He is with StoneX. So let's start out talking about the funds. They're coming out of their shorts, as you put it, when we were talking ahead of today's report. Kind of what is your takeaway of this market action for these grains?
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having me on. You know, I was taking a look at the commitment of traders, and I want to say since 2007, now, the funds normally are long this time of year. I can only go back and find five or six times when they've been short. They're not record short for this time of year, but they were pretty close to it. And we try to keep track of where the funds are going from day to day. I mean, I think they may have bought back about 30,000 contracts today in corn alone. I wouldn't be surprised if they're closer to short, like 100,000. But you could tell from the depth. You know, at one point, they were short over 300,000 contracts. And you can see the funds are coming out of their shorts. When we went from September to D's in the futures, the open interest in corn went down. You saw the funds not rolling over into the new crop year. When you start to take a look at the balance sheets, it's a lot more favorable than it has been in the past couple of years. And you mentioned, you know, yourself, the weather issues that we're having, you know, really over the world right now between Brazil and what that could do about with soybeans, but also, you know, the implications for the second crop down in South America. You know, there's issues in the Black Sea, and also I talk to farmers all day long in the Midwest, and some of these yields are disappointing. So we've been bearish on these markets, or the market's been bearish for the past couple of years since making highs in 21, and it looks like the tide is turning. I mean, long term, when we work with either farmers about, you know, if they have to make sales now, you know, we're looking at buybacks. If it's our corporate, you know, end users, not only are they getting coverage for 24, but well into 25. Because when you account for inflation, I mean, the $4 corn of 2024 is the equivalent to $3.30, you know, back in 2018 and 19. And, you know, based on our estimates, we're pretty much at the bottom of the ranges here.
Well, so you talk about that long-term positioning within this grains. Are you talking to the mid or end of 2025, what long-term? Are we looking already into 26 for some of these guys?
Absolutely. So, like in my mind, if we're talking, let's say D's corn 25 is around 440, 450, you know, that would be the equivalent of 370, 380, you know, 5, 6, 7 years ago. And that's just not cutting it. And you take a look at input prices, know where, you know, if a farmer is leasing land and, you know, let's say they're in Illinois or Iowa and use those studies, you know, we're below cost of production. And either one of two things have to happen. Either we need to rally to buy back some acres or make sure we have at least 90 million acres for corn, or they're just not going to be there. So in our minds, prices kind of have to shift up there. So for there's a couple of things going on. There's actually three scenarios. You know, some people, you know, have to sell grain right now. They may not have, you know, the storage for it, or they got to pay bills, and that's money flow, and that's all understandable. And if it is, you know, if you take a look at the old trading range of corn, it was a 350 to 420 market for about a good 80, 85% of the year. You know, you throw out the tails of the harvest lows, maybe some of those summer spikes, but you know, in a normal year, that's where we'd be. And when you add on 20% inflation on that, you know, it's really a $4 to $5 market. And here we are in the low fours on some of these things. So, you know, we'll just be looking at, you know, getting, you know, whether, you know, buying back on the futures, the options, we'll definitely take a look at some of those strategies. And then if they're, you know, on the corporate side, I mean, the end user is actually getting kind of aggressive here, making sure they have coverage out through 2024. When you look at 25, I mean, anyone who has storage, I mean, you can buy a $5 call, you know, relatively cheap compared to years past, have that as a courage call, you know, and sell into it. You know, for the end user is really, let me be a food and beverage company. They're really just concerned about coming in under budget. And what they're trying to do is just setting a high end range that they don't have to pay to. And you're seeing a lot of activity there being like, well, if they can lock in corn $5 or lower for the rest of 25, you know, they'll take it. So, you know, and if it floats below there, it will. So there's a lot of interest on both sides here of the market.
You know, Craig, you alluded to at the beginning of the conversation talking about some disappointing numbers that are coming off the combine, and you being in the Eastern Corn Belt, and I know talking to growers across the nation, does it seem to be in certain pockets of the area or certain states that are starting to report some of that disappointment?
Yeah, so for soybeans, it seemed to be for the, you know, in Illinois, central Illinois, there was definitely, fields that they were hoping for, like 80 bushels were coming in, you know, around 70 or 65. You know, when you talk to guys in the northern parts of Iowa and certainly in the Northwest, like there was a lot of disappointment. You know, when you talk to, you know, parts of Indiana and Ohio, it was kind of mixed, depending on. For the most part, though, the corn was right around expectations, but most of the disappointment so far is soybeans. Now, it's not that the soybean crop is going to be, awful or anything like that. But I just think when the USDA is talking about a 53 yield, and earlier we were concerned about a 54 yield, wouldn't it be shocking after some of the early conversations if, you know, maybe we're closer to 52? And I think that kind of, between that and the weather in Brazil, could account here for some of the fun covering and
all right. Well, stick around, folks. More is coming up. We come back, we're going to dive a little bit more into the weather. We're going to see what other factors are going to be pushing these grain markets as we get closer to a Tuesday trade. The Channel Final Bell on the Rural Radio Network.
You have work to do. You need a tractor that helps get it done. TYM is a full range of tractors designed to meet that task. With the TYM easy-to-use controls and features, switching from one job to another is easy. And with a full range of models from 24 horsepower to 105 horsepower turbo, there's a TYM tractor that's just right for the job and for you. Work smart, but you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers. Synergy Co-op, State Road 25, Ridgeland.
Rural Dairy Expo presents the Golden Age of Dairy, October 1st through the 4th in Madison. Just as sound and technicolor ushered in the golden age of film, so too are modern technologies propelling the dairy industry forward. Consider all the largest dairy-focused trade show in the world offers and connect with industry friends and experts. It's World Dairy Expo in Madison. For more information and to purchase your tickets today, just visit worlddairyexpo.com. That's worlddairyexpo.com.
Welcome back once again to the Channel Final Bell here on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Susan Littlefield as our conversation does continue today with Craig Turner with Stone X. And we left off kind of talking a little bit of factors that we're weighing in from a technical standpoint and things that you were hearing long term. But let's talk about this weather on the short term, because this morning they took that forecast the next 10 days for those folks in parts of Brazil. That rain is completely dissipated for them.
Yeah, and it's a big deal. I mean, we've been talking since the WASD was released in May, and that's when you see the new crop estimates. The USDA has been talking about a 169 million metric ton number out of Brazil, which really just, you know, all of us saw that and our hearts just kind of dropped there. I'm like, oh man, that's going to be a ton of soybeans coming to the market, you know, before you know it in 2025. And if there, you know, when you take, when you look at the dryness in Brazil and now that rain's coming to that forecast, you know, our team at StoneX has already written down production for soybeans down to a 165. So if this goes dry for another 2 weeks, those estimates are going to continue to come down. And not only does it affect the soybean crop, but, you know, keep in mind here, I mean, the majority of the corn is second crop corn. So one of two things happens. Either, you know, the dryness, you know, just pushes back, you know, planting, or, you know, until conditions get favorable. And, you know, not, and not only does that push back the corn, but if it continues to be dry, and, you know, the soybeans that they eventually plant uses up most of the moisture, they may not even be able to do some of the second crop corn later on this year. And I think the market has to respect that. And even though it's, you know, it's late September and we got, and in terms of a crop and trading, that's eons of time, the market needs to respect that. And they need to put some risk premium now back into the market. And yeah, it's a big deal. And it's something that we really need to watch here over the next couple of weeks.
You know, and Craig, they took the weather, rain opportunities for many folks in the Midwest as well. I mean, it's not like this weekend we're supposed to get a deluge of showers. And many I talked to said they didn't even see a drop.
Yeah, absolutely. And while that'll help out with harvest in a lot of places and keep that going, when you take a look at the drought monitor, it is getting drier. And there is going to be, you know, there is a concern about a mild La Nina. And while that could be more of an impact to South America, you know, the United States, if we start getting dry here, I mean, we've had, the drought has actually been reversing for the past couple of years as things gotten better. And you are seeing more drought and abnormally dry on the drought monitor, whether it's in Illinois and it's in Iowa, and it's starting to spread throughout the Midwest. So, again, there's a lot of time to get moisture here in the fall and also over the winter, but it is interesting, after years of basically lower prices, we're finally starting to see a lot more potential bullish cards to be able to play it out of the deck here, whether it be, you know, hitting low prices, whether it be, you know, dryness throughout not just the United States, and we're seeing the Black Sea and in South America, but, you know, we're also seeing the balance sheets. I mean, wheat is also, you know, is also having its own issues here with the weather and global tightness in the export market. So just a lot more bullish cards out of the deck. And what that does then is it makes these weather issues that more important. And I think that's why we're seeing the funds. I mean, they may not even be short wheat if this keeps up after a couple of weeks. And we're certainly seeing that short position getting smaller and smaller in especially corn, but even in soybeans now.
Switch gears and take a look at what's going on in the world of livestock. A pretty much neutral cattle on feed report came out on Friday, and the market's kind of traded that in today. But man, I think the cash of Friday is what might have caught this trade a little bit more on surprise.
Yeah, absolutely. So the cattle on feed, it was about as neutral compared to market expectations as it can come. The cash market has been rallying here. I mean, you take a look at the charts of cattle. For live cattle, we're only like $5, $6, $7 away from the highs that we had the past few months ago. Same thing with feeders. The cash price is strong, and seasonally we can see cattle rally here into the market. So when I take a look at cattle, I'm thinking to myself, well, what point do we start hitting some major resistance? We're over the 50-day moving average. You take a look at December live cattle. We're talking, you know, we're at 183 now. We're talking 189, 190 for some of these, you know, winter months. And now that we've had a couple of strong days here, that's going to be the next resistance levels. Now, they've been very, very strong resistance levels, and we've been elevated for cattle for a while. But right now, the money flow is in. The cash is stronger, and, you know, and those reports didn't do anything to really dispel the bullishness, or at least having a neutral outlook on cattle for the time being.
Well, great conversation today with you, Craig. What's the best way for folks to get a hold of you?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, they can just go to our website over there. It is www.grainsandoilseeds.com. That's both plural, grainsandoilseeds.com. And that'll list our quarterly webinar series. The next one comes out the day after the election
Well, thanks again, Craig, for joining us. Quick reminder, commodity futures and options do involve a substantial risk of loss not suitable to all investors. That's a Channel Final Bell brought to you by Channel Seed and the local Channel Seed professional on the Rural Radio Network.
Well, now, which would you rather have? World-class seed genetics and traits, or seed that's been tested and proven to yield in your area? Well, with Pioneer, you get both, plus the support of a dedicated local team. For the unbeatable combination of elite seed genetics, local knowledge and insights, and rigorous local testing, contact the team at Bowers Seeds and Service, your local authorized Pioneer sales representative serving the Durand area. At Pioneer, our name is our mission, and what's next happens here.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by Nutrien Ag Solutions, feeding the future together. While harvest ramps up in the western Corn Belt, growers in the eastern third of the country are assessing their crop losses due to exceptional drought. Areas from Ohio and eastward have seen some of the worst drought in their history. I'll have more when we come back. Nutrien Ag Solutions agronomist Eric Lee keeps an eye on the agronomy for your acres across Georgia. He spoke with me recently about the peanut harvest process. While he was standing in a peanut field that was still lush and green, I asked when the harvest process might get started.
Yeah, actually, this field will probably be dug in the next 10 days. And once the peanuts are inverted, the peanuts are exposed to the elements and the vines will go through a drying period before it goes through the peanut combine.
I understand you've been working with that field that's behind you. Can you give us any more details?
Yeah, so this is actually a Dynagrow 913 peanut, first of its kind. So this is a production acre. So all of the harvesting that's done here will actually be used going into 25 for more production acres. So we're looking to ramp up the seed and hopefully going into 26, we'll have plenty for everybody around.
That's Eric Lee, sales agronomist with Nutrien Ag Solutions, and you can learn more at NutrienAgSolutions.com.
Yes, severe drought conditions are having a devastating impact on crop production across the eastern third of the United States, from Ohio all the way to Virginia on the Atlantic coast. Farmers are facing some of the worst growing conditions in recent memory, with corn, soybean, and wheat yields all falling dramatically. The USDA declared several counties in Ohio and neighboring states as natural disaster areas, and this opens the door for emergency loans and other forms of federal assistance. But even with the help, the damage is extensive. Farmers in Pickaway County, Ohio, are calling it the worst drought they've ever seen. That's according to Jennifer Keel, the editor of Ohio Farmer magazine. Corn yields are down across the board, with some fields only producing 40 bushels per acre, compared to a typical 200 bushel per acre return in better years. Soybean production is just as grim. Yields are reported as dropping from the usual 55 to 65 bushels per acre into the mid-20s. According to the USDA's most recent crop progress report, Ohio's corn condition is rated as 7% very poor and 18% poor. Soybean conditions are even worse, with 9% rated as very poor and 19% as poor. This drought is not just an Ohio problem, though. Virginia farmers are also facing catastrophe. Nearly 60% of the state's corn crop was rated poor or very poor in the latest report. Corn growers are seeing massive yield losses, with some fields producing only a quarter of the expected crop. In Pennsylvania, the drought is similarly harsh, with the USDA reporting only 4% of topsoil moisture as adequate, and pasture conditions are suffering as well, pushing livestock farmers to start feeding hay much earlier than usual. Across the region, pastures are drying up, leading to a spike in hay prices, and some farmers are even resorting to baling double-crop soybeans for forage because of the poor yields. I'll have more when we come back.
Together, we're living in a smart rural community. A smart rural community is connected by a fiber optic broadband network for economic development, education, healthcare, government services, security, and more. 24/7 in West Wisconsin Telecom is a small local company with a big vision to develop and maintain a fiber optic broadband network that connects smart rural communities from the ground up. To learn more about smart rural communities, visit 24/7 in West Wisconsin Telecom online at wwt.net.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one,
The Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care, plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
The impact of exceptional drought across the eastern third of the United States will play out as harvest moves forward. Given the lofty yield projections from the USDA and others, the drought-damaged crop in the east could provide a reason for market bulls to think this year's crop might not be as large as initially estimated. And that story could bring buyers back to the commodity complex. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by Nutrien Ag Solutions. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
It's the biggest investment you will make in your lifetime, buying a home. I'm Andy Pelkey from Prime Realty of Durand. Buying a home is a major decision and requires careful attention to the details. When you work with a Prime Realty agent, we sit down with you and discuss all the details, from financing, escrow accounts, home inspections, and more. See the professionals at Prime Realty of Durand. We'll discuss how to get your home you want while getting the information you need. Grab the keys to your new home with Prime Realty of Durand. Visit us online at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built, built on service.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Clear this evening, increasing clouds overnight. Cool lows in the upper 40s. A mix of sun and clouds for tomorrow, highs in the low 70s. Mostly sunny Wednesday, high upper 70s. And staying dry for Thursday, mostly sunny and a high right around 80 degrees. Paying too much for health insurance? Call 800-693-9308 for better rates and coverage. Currently at 68.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
Hey, baby, let's go to Vegas. Kiss a single life and buy high. Hey, baby, let's go to Vegas. Bet on love and let it ride. Lying on the bank of the river, stars are dancing, Lord, it's hot. Holding you is what I live for. I just had a crazy thought. Hey, baby, let's go to Vegas. Kiss a single life goodbye. Hey, baby, let's go to Vegas. Bet on love and let it ride. We'll find a little wedding chapel, a pair of rings and a preacher too. Take a gamble and say I do. Hey, baby, let's go to Vegas. Kiss a single life goodbye. Hey, baby, let's go to Vegas. Bet on love and let it ride. Viva Las Vegas, sparkling lights, dangerous living, tumbling dives. You're my ace in the hole now.
too gone, a little too tired of this hanging on. So I'm letting go while I'm still strong enough to. It's got a little too sad, I'm a little too blue. It's a little too bad, you were too good to be true. I'm big time over you, baby, it's a little too late. No, I don't want to talk about what we can do about us anymore. The only time you will be wasting is the time it takes to walk right out that door. Yeah, talk about water under the bridge. You should know by now, girl, that's all this is. It's a little too late, I'm a little too gone, a little too tired of just hanging on. I'm letting go while I'm still strong enough to. Got a little too sad, I'm a little too blue. It's a little too bad, you were too good to be true. I'm big time over you, baby, it's a little too late. There was a time this heart of mine would take you back every time, don't you know? That's been two packs of cigarettes, a sleepless night, a nervous wreck a day ago. Now you ain't got no business coming around. I'm closing up shop, shutting us down. It's a little too late, I'm a little too gone, I'm a little too tired of just hanging on. So I'm letting go while I'm still strong enough to. It's got a little too sad, I'm a little too blue. It's a little too bad, you were too good to be true. I'm big time over you, baby, it's a little too late. I'm big time over you, baby, it's a little too late.
Country favorites back to back to back.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Gonna be funky.
How come all the pretty girls like you are taken, baby? I've been looking for someone like you to save me. Life's too easy to be so damn complicated. Take your time and I'll be waiting. Keep me in mind. Somewhere down the road you might get lonely. Keep me in mind, and I pray someday that you will love me only. Think about you some days, and the way I would lay wasting day after day with you. We always go our separate ways, but no one can love you, baby, the way I do. Keep me in mind. Somewhere down the road you might get lonely. Keep me in mind, and I pray someday that you will love me only. Well, the world can be real tough, find shelter in me. If there's no one else to love, keep me.
If ever you wanted me, I'll be your man. I'd be a fool to let you go with someone else. Whatever you want from me, I'll be your man. I'd give it all up just to have you for myself. Keep me in mind, somewhere down the road you might get lonely. Keep me in mind, and I pray someday that you will love me only. Well, the world can be real tough, won't you hold on to me? When there's no one else to love, keep me in mind. I'll hold you, darling.
Keep me in mind.
I'll be your man.
Keep me in mind.
I'll hold you, darling.
Keep me in mind.
Come on, little mama.
Gonna be, yeah, how am I supposed Hear that sizzle? We're Country Fried. We're Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDM.
I pulled into the shopping center and saw a little boy wrapped around the leg.